بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يحده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أحسن الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. So today's lesson number 65 in our series on أعلام السنة المنشورة of Sheikh Hafiz Al-Hakimi rahimahullah. And we began looking at the sixth pillar of Iman, which is Al-Qadr, its good and its evil. So we looked at it in a general sense. And then the Shaykh, rahimahullah, began to look at the evidences for each of the levels, the four levels of Al-Qadr. And so today we are starting with question number 140, which is the evidence for the first level, which is the level of knowledge, Allah's knowledge. So the question is, مَا دَلِيلُ الْمَرْتَبَةِ الْأُولَىٰ وَهِيَ الْإِيمَانُ بِالْعِلْمِ. What is the evidence for the first level, which is belief or faith in knowledge? In knowledge. So the Shaykh brings ayat from the Quran and a hadith. So from the ayat he says, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, Allah the Exalted said, هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. He is Allah besides whom there is no deity worthy of worship. And he is the knower of the unseen and the seen. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, and the Exalted said, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا, and that Allah has encompassed everything in knowledge. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, and the Exalted said, عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْزُبُ عَنْهُ مِثْقَالُ ذَرَّةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا أَصْغَرُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْبَرُ. The knower of the unseen, nothing remains hidden from him, not even an atom in the heavens and the earth, and nor smaller than that, nor anything larger. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ. With him are the keys of the unseen, no one knows them aside from him. وقال تعالى الله أعلم حيث يجعل رسالته. Allah knows best where he places his the message, meaning where he grants, to whom he grants messengership. وقال تعالى, and the Exalted said, إن ربك هو أعلم بمن ضل عن سبيله وهو أعلم بالمحتدين. Indeed your Lord, he is more knowing, most knowing of he who strays from his path, and he is most knowing of those who are guided. وقال تعالى أليس الله بأعلم بالشاكرين. Is not Allah most knowledgeable of those who are grateful, of the grateful ones? And he said أوليس الله بأعلم بما في صدور العالمين. Is not Allah most knowledgeable or most knowing of that which is in the breasts of the worlds, meaning breasts of the men? وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءِ وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. So this is at the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, when Allah Azza wa Jal announces that he's going to place a khalifa upon the earth. And the angels say that, are you going to place therein one who will corrupt, cause corruption, and he will shed blood, whereas we glorify your praise and we sanctify you. So Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, indeed, I know that which you do not know. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, he also, and the Exalted also said, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Perhaps that you dislike a thing which is good for you, and perhaps that you like a thing which is bad for you, and Allah knows and you do not know. So from these ayat, this collection of ayat that the Shaykh Rahimullah mentioned, we can see that Allah is the knower of all that is seen and that which is unseen, which includes everything, the seen and the unseen. And that Allah has encompassed everything in knowledge, that not even an atom is hidden from Him within the heavens and the earth, that He has the keys of the unseen. And then He has knowledge also of those who are guided, those who are misguided, those who are grateful, and those who are other than grateful. And likewise, knowledge of wisdoms in that which He does, in the case of putting a Khalifa upon the earth. And likewise, in terms of the law, that which He legislates, He knows that which is beneficial for His servants and that which is harmful for His servants. So He legislates on the basis of His perfect knowledge. So all of these ayat indicate the complete and perfect knowledge of Allah, of His servants, of what happens in His creation, of what He does and of what He legislates. So all of that is from the Quran. And then وَفِي الصَّحِيحِ, in the Sahih of Bukhari, قال رجل, a man said, يا رسول الله, O Messenger of Allah, أَيُعْرَفُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. He said, are the people of paradise known, distinct from the people of hellfire? قال نعم. He said, yes. So then he said, قال فَفِيمَا يَعْمَلُ الْعَامِلُونَ. So he said, in that case then, What do the people act then? How do the people act if the people are already known, the people of hellfire, people of paradise? So he said, the Messenger of Allah said, كُلٌ يَعْمَلْ لِمَا خُلِقَ لَهُ أَوْ لِمَا يُسِّرَ لَهُ. He said, everyone will work to that destination for which he's been created, or for that which has been facilitated for him. So in this hadith, what is the evidence here? The evidence here is that the people of hellfire are known from the people of paradise. So this is already in the ilm of Allah. He knows the inhabitants of paradise and the inhabitants of hellfire. وَفِيهِ سُئِلَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, that within it, meaning Al-Bukhari, the Sahih Al-Bukhari, Prophet ﷺ was asked, عَنْ أَوْلَادِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, about the children of the polytheists. So he said, Allahu a'lamu bima kanu amilin. Allah knows best that which they would have done. So here, this is another evidence for another knowledge from the perfection of Allah's knowledge, which is that even those from the children of the polytheists who died when they were young, so this is referring to the children who die when they are young, and so Allah knows that if they hadn't died when they were young and they continued to grow as people of disbelief or whatever, then Allah would have known what they would have done, and on the basis of that knowledge, you know, would have been their destination. But obviously, the children of the mushrikeen, according to one of two views, is that they will be tested on Yawmul Qiyamah. But this is an indication of the perfection of Allah's knowledge, that Allah knows what has happened, what is happening, what is yet to happen, and you know, whatever He's decreed to happen will happen, and whatever He has decreed not to happen, then he would have known how it would have happened had he decreed it. So all of this is in the perfect knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this example, the children of the mushrikeen, Allah decreed that the child of the polytheist who dies, Allah decreed for him to die. But if He hadn't decreed that, then he would have known what that child would have done. Likewise, وفي مسلم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم in the Sahih of Muslim, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, إن الله خلق للجنة أهلا خلقهم خلقهم لها وهم في أصلاب آبائهم وخلق للنار أهلا خلقهم لها وهم في أصلاب آبائهم. Indeed, Allah has created for paradise a people. He created them for it while they were in the aslab, the backbones or like the loins of their forefathers. And he created for hellfire a people. And he created them for it while they were in the backs, meaning the loins of their forefathers. So, once again, this establishes that in Allah's knowledge and in His decree as well, this is a decree as well, that He knows the people of paradise specifically and He knows the people of hellfire specifically. That's already been decreed. It's within His knowledge. And likewise, in the وَفِيهِ قَال صلى الله عليه وسلم in the Sahih of Muslim, he said, إِنَّ الرَّجُلْ لَيَعْمَلُ عَمَلَ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ فِي مَا يَبْدُو لِلنَّاسِ وَهُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَعْمَلُ عَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ فِيمَا يَبْدُو لِلنَّاسِ وَهُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Indeed, a man does the deeds of the people of paradise in what is apparent to the people, yet he is from the people of hellfire. And indeed, a man does the deeds of the people of hellfire in what is apparent to the people, yet he is from the people of paradise. وَفِيهِ قَالَ and within it, meaning the Sahih of Muslim, he, صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ إِلَّا وَقَدْ عَلِمَ مَنْزِلَهَا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَالنَّارِ. There is none amongst you of any soul, any being, except that he knows its position in paradise and in hellfire. And then in response, the companion said, قَالُوا يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ فَلِمَا نَعْمَلْ أَفَلَا نَتَّقِلْ. So they said, well, O Messenger of Allah, then why should we act? Should we not just rely, meaning upon the prior decree? So he said, لَا اِعْمَلُوا فَكُلٌّ مُيَسَّرٌ لِمَا خُلِقَ لَهُ. He said, no, act, do deeds, for each one of you will be facilitated for that for which he has been created. Then he mentioned the ثُمَّ قَرَأَ, then he recited from the Qur'an in Surah Al-Layl, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى إِلَى قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. He said, at the end of Surah Al-Layl, as for the one who gives and is pious or is faithful and he believes in al-husna, to the end of the passage, you know, we shall make easy for him that which is easy. And as for the one who is stingy and sees himself as self-sufficient and he denies al-husna, then we shall make the path difficult for him. So, as you can see here in these ayat, Allah makes the path easy for certain people. He facilitates the path for certain people. And for other people, He makes the path difficult for those people. And that's so that they reach the destination that is already known for them, either paradise or hellfire. So, this is the passage from Sheikh Hafiz Al-Hakimi rahimahullah. And Sheikh Ahmad Al-Najmi rahimahullah, he has just a sentence. He basically says that all of these are evidences for the first level, and there are evidences for the second level, which will come next, which are having iman in the writing of the decrees and so on. So that's all that Sheikh Ahmad says. As for, we have some commentary from Shaykh Ibn Thaymeen rahimahullah regarding this first level. So he says that He says that Iman in Al-Qadr revolves around four levels. And the first level is Al-Ilm, which is knowledge, which means that we believe in a perfect belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has encompassed everything in knowledge. He has encompassed everything in what has passed, what is present, and what is in the future. Whether that is in relation to his own deeds, his own actions, or the actions of his servants. So he encompasses all of that, jumlatan wa tafseelan, both in a general sense and a specific sense, with the knowledge with which he has been described azalan wa abadan, in eternity. And the evidence for this level are very many from the Quran and from the Sunnah. So then he brings some more ayat from the Quran. Inna Allaha la yakhfa alayhi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama'. Indeed, Allah, there is nothing hidden from him in the heavens nor in the earth. And likewise, the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وعنده مفاتيح الغيب لا يعلمها إلا هو. To him belong the keys of the unseen, none know them except for he. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. He knows what is on the land and the sea. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَكَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. And no leaf falls except that he knows it, and no seed in the darknesses of the earth, and not anything dry or wet, except that it is in the clear book. And he mentions another ayah, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ. We indeed created man, and we know what his soul whispers to him. And likewise he mentioned, وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ عَلِيمٌ, that Allah is all-knowing of that which you do. And many other ayat which indicate Allah's knowledge of everything, jumlatan wa tafseelan, in general and in specific. He then goes on to say that this first level of al-qadr, which is Allah's ilm, whoever denies it, then he is a disbeliever, he's a kafir. Why? Because he is لِأَنَّهُ مُكَذِّبٌ لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ وَإِجْمَاعِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. He is denying what Allah has mentioned and what the Messenger has mentioned in these ayat and in these ahadith. And likewise, he's denying the consensus of the Muslims. And he is reviling Allah's perfection, because the opposite of knowledge, it is al-jahl, it is ignorance, or it is forgetfulness. Jahl or nisyan, it is ignorance or it is forgetfulness. That's the opposite of knowledge. And both of them are a flaw. They are a shortcoming. Allah Ta'ala, he said regarding Musa alayhi salam, when Fir'aun asked them, فَمَا بَالُ الْقُرُونِ الْأُولَى, what is the state of the former peoples? And he responded, he said, قَالَ عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي فِي كِتَابٍ. He says that the knowledge of them is with my Lord in a book. And then he said, لَا يَدِلُّ رَبِّي وَلَا يَنْسَى. My Lord does not err, nor does he forget. He does not err, nor does he forget. لَا يَدِلُّ, meaning لَا يَجْهَلْ شَيْئًا مُسْتَقْبَلًا. لَا يَدِلُّ means that he does not forget anything in the future. It does not, like, meaning something is not absent his knowledge in the future. And وَلَا يَنْسَى means that in relation to something that has passed. So this is what the Shaykh says, rahimahullah. And so this is the end of the level, the first level regarding Allah's ilm, Allah's knowledge. The second level is discussed in the next question, question 141. And this question is, مَا دَلِيلُ الْمَرْتَبَةِ الثَّانِيَةِ وَهِيَ الْإِيمَانُ بِكِتَابَةِ الْمَقَادِيرِ. What is the evidence for the second level, and that is Iman in the writing of the decrees? So once again, the Shaykh rahimahullah brings ayat from the Quran and ahadith. So he begins by saying, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, the Exalted said, Allah the Exalted said, وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ. Everything we have enumerated in a clear book, in a clear register, clear book, clear register. At the beginning of Surah Yasin. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّ ذَلِكَ فِي كِتَابٍ. And the Exalted said, indeed, that is in a book. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فِي مُحَاجَةِ مُوسَى وَفِرْعَوْنَ. And the Exalted said, in the debate or the discussion between Musa and Fir'aun, the verse that we just mentioned, قَالَ فَمَا بَالُ الْقُرُونِ الْأُولَى. He said, what is the state of the former peoples? قَالَ عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي فِي كِتَابٍ. He said, the knowledge of that is with my Lord in a book. لا يدل ربي ولا ينسى. My Lord does not err, nor does he forget. وقال تعالى, ولا تدع إلا بعلمه, وما يعمر من معمر ولا ينقص من عمره إلا في كتاب, إن ذلك على الله يسير. That none gives birth except with his knowledge, and nor is anyone increased, given an increase in life or shortened from his life, except that it is in a book. Indeed, that is easy for Allah. Then there are some ahadith that the Shaykh brings, rahimahullah. وَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَا مِن نَفْسٍ بَنْفُوسَةٍ إِلَّا وَقَدْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ مَكَانَهَا مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّارِ وَإِلَّا وَقَدْ كُتِبَتْ شَقِيَّةً أَوْ سَعِيدَةً. There is no soul that breathes except that Allah has written its position, its place in paradise and hellfire. Otherwise, and whether it is شَقِيَّةً أَوْ سَعِيدَةً, whether it is wretched or happy, meaning in the hereafter, has already been written, reported by Muslim. And likewise, the hadith, قال سراقة ابن مالك بن جعشم, so one of the companions, he said, O Messenger of Allah, بين لنا ديننا, explain to us our religion. كأن خلقنا الآن فيما العمل اليوم. He said, and then he said, أَفِيمَا جَفَّتِ بِهِ الْأَقْلَامِ وَجَرَتْ بِهِ الْمَقَادِيرِ أَمْ فِيهَا أَمْ فِيمَا نَسْتَقْبِلِ. So he said, explain to us our religion as if we have been created just now. So what is the action for today? Is it in accordance with what has been written by the pens and has dried and proceeds from the decrees? Or is it just whatever happens in the future? So the Messenger of Allah, he said, La bal fima jaffat bihil aqlam wa jarat bihil maqadir. So Allah's Messenger, he said, no, whatever occurs is in accordance with that which has dried from the pens, meaning the ink that has dried from the pens, and which proceeds by way of the decrees. So then the companion said, فَفِيمَ الْعَمَلِ. So in that case, then what action is done? He said, فَقَالَ اِعْمَلُوا فَكُلٌ مُيَسَّرٌ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ كُلٌ عَامِلٌ مُيَسَّرٌ لِعَمَلِهِ. So he said, do deeds for everyone will be facilitated, meaning facilitated for that to which he is destined. And in another narration, everyone works or does deeds and his action will be facilitated for him. So in all of these ayat and the ahadith, we can clearly see that the writing has been mentioned, the writing of the decrees, and likewise the destination of each individual, whether happy or wretched in the hereafter. And commenting upon this, Shaykh Ahmed al-Najmi, rahimahullah, he says, these evidences show that everything from the actions of the servants, from that which happens in this creation, all of it has been encompassed, enumerated, and written by the Lord, or it is present with the Lord of the worlds, Jalla wa'ala, in the preserved tablet. And it is mentioned that the preserved tablet is as, its size meaning, is as the distance between the heavens and the earth. Meaning that this register, this record, is of this size. It has been said. And then he says that every servant from the people, Allah has already decreed his existence in the place and in the time, and that he will come in a certain day, in a certain year, in a particular hour, in a particular minute. All of this, all of these specifics in relation to every individual, they are in a record. And likewise, that he will be buried in a certain graveyard, and that he will be resurrected from a certain graveyard, and whether he is happy or wretched, poor or rich, or this or that. All of these details, meaning every specific detail about a servant from his birth all the way to his death and where that will be and so on, every single detail is known and enumerated. All of that is known with Allah and written with him. Nothing small or large is missing. Then he says Allah knows the place of all of his servants and whether he is happy, in which case his place is in paradise, or whether he is wretched, in which case his place is in hellfire and refuges with Allah. All of that is known to Allah. So he said, when Suraqa said, shall we just rely? Shall we not rely upon the books, meaning what has been prescribed, what has been written, and we abandon action? Because that's what Suraqa meant. He meant, okay, well, shall we not just rely upon the record, what has already been decreed? And so Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said to him, اِعْمَلُوا فَكُلٌّ مُيَسَّرٌ لِمَا خُلِقَ لَهُ. He said, do deeds, for everyone will be facilitated for that for which he has been created. So the Shaykh says, اللهم اجعلنا ممن كتبت لهم السعادة وجنبتهم الشقاوة. So he makes dua that may Allah make us among those for whom happiness has been written, and for which you have, and those which you've saved from wretchedness. So the Shaykh says the reality is that every person in this world is in danger, because he does not know what will come to him, and he does not know what has been written for him, and whether his death will be upon goodness or upon evil, وَلْيَعْذُ بِاللَّهِ, and maybe some tribulations might come to him in his life, and he flips head over heel, he turns over, and the tribulations in this time, in this era, are very many, and how great they are. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal for pardon and safety. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught us this dua. He said, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhabin nar wa min adhabil qabr wa min fitnatil mahya wal mamat wa min fitnatil masihid dajjal. O Allah, indeed I seek refuge in you from the tribulation of the fire and the tribulation of the punishment of the grave, the punishment of the fire and the punishment of the grave, and from the tribulation of life and death, and from the tribulation of the false Messiah, the great liar. So all of this is part and parcel of belief in Al-Qadr. If we know that everything has been written, and it could be the case, if we are upon righteousness now, Allah might have decreed tribulations for us. So therefore we make dua to Allah, which is from the means and from the asbab, to repel those affairs from us. This is a speech of Shaykh Ahmed al-Najmi rahimahullah. And then there's some speech, brief speech of Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah. And so he says, the second level, belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has written all of the decrees up until the establishment of the hour. So when he created the pen, he said to the pen, Uktub, and the pen said, he said, وَمَاذَا أُكْتُبْ وَمَاذَا أَكْتُبْ. He said, write, and the pen said, what shall I write? وَمَاذَا أَكْتُبْ. And so he said, Uktub, مَا هُوَ كَائِنٌ. Write whatever is going to happen. And so from that فَجَرَ فِي تِلْكَ السَّاعَةِ بِمَا هُوَ كَائِنٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. So basically the pen wrote everything from what will happen from that moment all the way until the establishment of the hour. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He wrote all these decrees in the preserved tablet, and this has been indicated in the Qur'an, and we've read some ayat already. أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ فِي كِتَابٍ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. So, do you not know that Allah knows what is in the heavens and the earth? Indeed, that is in a book. Indeed, that is easy for Allah. And then this kitabah that we are speaking of here, which is written in the preserved tablet, it can be mufassala sometimes. It is mufassala, meaning that it is specific or detailed. So for example, when the embryo is in the womb and when 4 months have passed, then an angel is sent and it is commanded with 4 words. It writes the rizq, the sustenance of that individual, the lifespan of that individual, the age, the lifespan, the action, the deeds, whether happy or wretched. And this is what is established in the Sahih from the hadith of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, and that these things are written. And likewise, on Laylatul Qadr, there are things written that will happen in that year. And he mentions the ayah, the ayat, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ إِنَّا كُنَّا مُنذِرِينَ فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. That indeed we revealed it in a blessed night. Indeed we are those who warn. And within it, every noble affair, every wise affair is decided, is decided. So this is what Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen said briefly here. And then this brings us to the next question, which is now that we've established the kitabah, that all the decrees are written, the next question is, how many levels are there to this writing, So the question is, كَمْ يَدْخُلُ فِي هَذِهِ الْمَرْتَبَةِ مِنَ التَّقَادِيرِ. How many levels of decrees enter into this particular level? So the Shaykh says, يَدْخُلُ فِي ذَلِكَ خَمْسَةٌ مِنَ التَّقَادِيرِ كُلُّهُمْ تَرْجِعُ إِلَى الْعِلْمِ. So he says, there are 5 taqadir, there are 5 types of decree which enter into the writing, And all of them return back to knowledge, meaning to Allah's knowledge. Then he mentions them one by one. التقدير الأول, the first decree, determination, is كتابة ذلك قبل خلق السماوات والأرض بخمسين ألف سنة عندما خلق الله القلم وهو التقدير الأزلي. The first level is the writing that took place before the creation of the heavens and the earth by 50,000 years. This is when Allah created the pen, and then He ordered the pen to write. And this is what is known as at-taqdir al-azali, right? Which is the the eternal decree. Then he says, الثاني التقدير العمري. This is now the decree that relates to the lifespan of each individual. التقدير العمري. Or in fact, there's actually two types here. So he says, the second is التقدير العمري. حين أخذ الميثاق يوم قال ألست بربكم قالوا بلى شهدنا. Right, so he says the next level is the taqdeer that relates to the life, which is when Allah took the mithaq, the covenant. This is when he extracted from Adam alayhi salam all of his offspring, and then he made all of them testify, am I not your Lord? And they said, bala, yes. And then out of them, he apportioned the people of paradise and the people of hellfire. Right? So this is what this decree is referring to. Right? The people of paradise, the people of hellfire. Then there is التقدير العمري, which is at the moment when the embryo is in the womb. There's a decree that is written at that point in time as well. And that goes back to the four things that we mentioned: the lifespan, the deeds, the provision, wretched or happy. The fourth one, التقدير الحولي في ليلة القدر. This is the yearly decree that takes place on ليلة القدر. And the fifth one, التقدير اليومي وهو تنفيذ كل ذلك إلى مواضعه. And this is the daily decree, which is bringing everything into its place, meaning that Allah brings whatever is decreed to its actual place. Everything to occur, that is to occur, decree to occur, Allah brings it to its place for it to occur. So these are five levels. Sheikh Ahmed Rahimullah, he basically says, I'll summarize it. He says, the first that Allah created was the pen, and he wrote down whatever was to happen until the day of judgment. And then he goes on to raise the question about the pen. We mentioned this before. Is the pen a single pen, or is it multiple pens? It could be the al-qalam could be jins al-qalam. It could be the genus of pens. So it could be many pens. But this is something that he said. And then he says, likewise, there's a decree on Laylatul Qadr in which the writings which are in the preserved tablet are then written for the year, for the following year. And so every person, whatever is for him, whatever is against him, that will be written on Laylatul Qadr from that moment till the next year to Laylatul Qadr. So anyone who's written to die, he will die. Anyone who's written to remain, he will remain. Anyone who's written to do good, he will do good. Anyone who's written to do evil, he will do evil. So all these things are written in the yearly sense. Then there is the daily decree. And then the Shaykh goes on to mention the reason why Shaykh Al-Hafidh Al-Hakimi mentioned five types of writing. Normally the scholars mention four. There are four levels, right? There is the preserved tablet, then there is the al-umuri, that's what relates to each person's life, then there is the yearly, then there is the daily. But Sheikh Hafiz mentioned another one, which is when Allah extracts all of the souls from Adam, and they are apportioned. He asks them concerning himself. He establishes the hujjah. They affirm that he is their Lord. And then there are those for the hellfire, and there are those for the people, those for paradise. So that is also a type of decree relating to the life of each person, to the destination of each person. So he says, the reason why Sheikh Hafiz included that is because this is what is mentioned in some of the ahadith, So therefore he included it. This brings us now to the commentary from Sheikh Salih al-Sheikh Hafidhahullah. And what I will do is I will summarize all of this, because some of it is repetitive. We've already mentioned it in the previous commentaries. So Sheikh Salih al-Sheikh, he basically says, he first of all brings the hadith, قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ مَقَادِيرَ الْخَلَائِقِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَخْلُقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بِخَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةِ وَكَانَ عَرْشُهُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ. So he brings that hadith that you're all familiar with, that Allah wrote the decrees of the creation before he created the heavens and the earth by 50,000 years, and his throne was above the water. This means, قَدَّرَ here means write, written. So there are five types of writing, the Sheikh goes on to explain. He says the first one is, the very first one, the foremost, the greatest of them, it is Allah writing all the decrees before he created the heavens and the earth by 50,000 years in the preserved tablet. And this took place before the creation. This decree never changes. This does not change. Why? Because the pens have been lifted, the scrolls have dried, and whatever is written, the servant will find it. Good or evil, it will come to him. This is the first one. The second one is the writing of the decree in relation to al-shaqawa wa-sa'ada, right, which is writing as to whether someone is wretched or someone will be pleased, meaning paradise for that one, and hellfire for that one. And this is what is in the ahadith of al-mithaq, Allah taking the mithaq, that Allah took, as we mentioned before, all of the offspring, and he made them testify concerning themselves, and then a portion he took for paradise and a portion for hellfire. So this also is a decree which happened after the creation of Adam alayhi salam. Then the third decree is at-taqdeer al-umri, and this is the life of each person, whatever is decreed for that specific person. So when he's in the womb and he reaches a certain number of days or months, an angel comes and the angel is ordered to write its rizq, provision, its lifespan, whether happy or wretched. So this has also come in the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud, as you know, that an angel is sent after 40, and he is then commanded to write the sustenance of the individual, his lifespan and his action, whether happy or wretched. And he's ordered to write these four words. So what the angels write here, they provide the specifics of what is in the Lawhul Mahfuz. Right? So the Sheikh says that what is in the Lawhul Mahfuz, it is in relation to all of the creation, right? So what relates to that specific individual is taken from Allahul Mahfuz and then made specific to that individual. So this is known as a takhsis, right? The decree is specific for that person. And so that writing, what the angel writes, what the angel has, that is specific for that individual, taken from Allahul Mahfuz. The fourth one is Al-Kitaba Al-Sanawiyya. This is the yearly writing. We mentioned that already on Laylatul Qadr. And all the decrees for that year are written. So they are obviously, they are taken from Allahul Mahfuz, and they are written. And that's the fourth one. And the fifth one, the Sheikh says, this is Al-Taqdeer Al-Akhir wa Al-Taqdeer Al-Yawmi. This now is the daily decree, kulla yawmin huwa fi sha'an, and this means that this is what Allah, what is decreed to occur, then he brings it to its place for it to occur. And so when all of these levels are brought together, the Sheikh says that he explains that how do we explain those texts in which the Messenger of Allah, he said, for example, that that whoever is pleased to increase his provision and to increase his lifespan, then let him keep the ties of kinship. Right? Meaning that the rizq can increase and the lifespan can increase as well. And likewise, rizq can be decrease as well. Inna al-abd la yuhramu rizq bi dhanbi yusibuh. Indeed, a servant is prevented sustenance by a sin that he commits. So this shows that actions can increase provision and lifespan and can decrease provision as well. So how does this fit into what we believe, that everything has been written? Everything has been written in Al-Lawhul Mahfuz. And the Sheikh goes on to say that in this hadith that we just mentioned about the increase in provision, lifespan, or the decrease, this is what is indicated in the statement of Allah, يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتُ وَعِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ, that Allah erases whatever He wills and He affirms whatever He wills, and with Him is the mother of the book. With Him is the mother of the book. Okay, so how do we now explain this? How do we put these things together? Right, there are five levels of writing. And we also know that there are certain things by which an increase or a decrease can happen in lifespan, provision. And if the decree is not supposed to change, how do we reconcile these two things? So the Sheikh goes on to explain that, and he says that first of all, the first three writings, they never change, right? So the first three types of kitaba, which is what is in Al-Lawhul Mahfuz, and what is known to be the destination of each person, paradise or hellfire, happy or wretched. And thirdly, the decree relating to the life of each individual, right? Which the angel writes, which is taken from, you know, those things which are written, like the lifespan, and happy or wretched, and the provision that comes to that person, right? So all of these things, they do not change. So then he mentions the hadith, indeed a man, he does the deeds of the people of paradise until there's not between him and it except an arm span. Then the book precedes him and he does the deeds of the people of hellfire and he enters it. Indeed a man does the deeds of the people of hellfire until there's not between him and it an arm span. And then the book precedes him, and he does the deeds of the people of paradise, and he enters into it. So the first three, they do not change, right? The first three do not change. So what is it that changes? And what is it that is affirmed by Allah and erased by Allah? This is at-taqdeer as-sanawi, right? This is the yearly decree which changes, which basically in our list, it is the fourth one, the yearly decree. And what happens is that this is in Al-Lawhul Mahfuz, but in Al-Lawhul Mahfuz, it is found, he says, mu'allaqan, fasara bi'aydi al-mala'ika mu'allaqan, right, which means that it is mentioned like in a conditional sense, or in a attached to something else, meaning that when the servant does this, then this will happen. When the servant does that, then that will result, right? So, meaning that the servant keeps the ties of kinship, and so that will then increase his lifespan. That's part of the decree that's actually written, and it's written in that way. So, as for at-taqdeer al-umri, which is the third one, this is only relating to the outcome, to the end result, right? So, what is his lifespan? He will live for 65 years, right? So that which the angel writes from Allahul Mahfuz, when the person is in the womb, that is referring to the nihaya, to the outcome of everything, right? So the servant will live for 65 years, it's a male or female, and he will be happy or wretched, meaning the outcome, right? Paradise or hellfire. And what is his deeds going to be? Like the sum of his deeds, the outcome of his deeds. So that's what is written there, right? In that particular decree. That does not change. But what does change is when Allah says that Allah erases what He wills and He affirms what He wills, then that is in relation to at-taqdeer, the yearly decrees which are written, because they are written in a mu'allaqan, which is like in a connected sense. So the Shaykh goes on to say that when Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says يَمُحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتُ, this is in relation to what the angels have in their hands of the scrolls and what is in the daily decree. That is what is subject to change, because when it is found with the angels, it's written in a connected or a conditional sense, that if the servant does this, this will happen. If the servant does that, that will happen. If the servant commits a sin, his decree will be removed. If a servant does this, keeps the ties of kinship, his lifespan will be increased. So then whatever is actually decreed happens, and so therefore Allah affirms or He erases, meaning in what is in the hands of the angels, right? So the Shaykh then goes on to say that once we understand that, then this is how we understand those hadiths which mention the increase in lifespan and the increase in rizq, or the decrease in rizq by way of sin. And this is why we also understand the speech of Umar radiallahu anhu, who said, Allahumma in kunta katabtani shaqiyan faktubni sa'idan. O Allah, if you have written me as a wretched one, then write me as a happy one. Meaning, يعني بما يتعلق بتلك السنة من الإدلال والهداية. Meaning, by way of what has been written in that year of the decrees relating to guiding people and misguiding people. Make me from those who are guided in this year, from the decrees written in this year. Make me from those people. So this brings us to an end of that particular question relating to the levels of writing. So there are five types of writing. The first three do not change, and what changes is what is in the hands of the angels of the yearly decree and of the daily decree. As for the third one, which is the taqdeer al-umri, which is for each person, that is only connected to the outcomes or the end results of the decrees. How long you will live, wretched or happy, what's the sum total of your rizq that's going to come to you, the total amount of rizq that's going to come to you, and the sum total of your deeds, right? All of that, that's what that contains. As for the daily and the yearly decrees, then that is subject because of the way in which it is written, in which it is given to the angels. It's written in a connected or a conditional form. If the servant does this, then this you know, this will result or whatever. So with that, we conclude our lesson there for today relating to the Kitaba. And the next question will be some further details for each of these levels, right? So we will leave that for the next lesson, inshallah ta'ala. And with that, we'll conclude our lesson there for today. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.